Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we will be visiting with Chris Foster, one of the familiar faces at Mercy One Iowa Heart Center at Van Deest Medical Center. Before we talk with Chris, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. The Van Deest Medical Center Foundation has announced the launch of their 2025-2026 annual giving campaign, inviting community members and partners to invest in local healthcare that directly impacts the communities we serve. This year's campaign focuses on enhancing our new orthopedic service line, which will launch in January 2026. Funds raised will support expanded services and advanced technology close to home. The annual giving campaign celebrates the power of generosity and what can be achieved together. Every contribution, regardless of size, helps strengthen healthcare access and supports the meaningful work that benefits our neighbors today and in the future. When you give to local healthcare, you give hope a home. To learn more about the Van Deest Medical Center Foundation annual giving campaign or to make a gift, you can go online to vandeestmc.org and donate today. Also, I have shared this previously on programs, but I do want to mention once again, we are excited to announce Dr. Somacetti will be joining the provider team at Van Deest Medical Center beginning in January. Dr. Somacetti is a general orthopedic surgeon with 25 years of clinical experience working in diverse practice settings. Most recently, Dr. Somacetti has served as the staff orthopedic surgeon, section chief of orthopedics at Broadlands Medical Center in Des Moines. As a general orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Somacetti treats all of it. He treats hips, knees, hands, and shoulders. He will be doing joint replacement surgeries and arthroscopic surgeries here at Van Deest Medical Center. He will be providing general orthopedic services in a full-time capacity at our hospital, again, beginning in January of the new year. For more information, you can contact the Specialty Clinic Department at 515-832-7746. And then a couple events going on that I want to share. Tomorrow is a big day. We do have our Webster City Community Blood Drive going on. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom. Appointments are encouraged. You can go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org or you can call 800-287-4903 to schedule an appointment today. Those that donate will receive a cookie from Scooters and a coupon for 20% off a regular priced item in our gift shop. And speaking of our gift shop, on the same day, you're going to want to stop in on December 11th, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They will be hosting an open house. There will be hot apple cider and snacks, and everyone will receive 20% off one regular priced item. This does exclude the nut sales and our greeting cards. Purchases made in the gift shop support patient care needs of the hospital. You shop, they give. And it's a great time to take care of your auxiliary membership for $10 for the year. Those membership dues also support hospital needs. So we encourage you to join today if you're not already a member. Again, carve out some time for that open house. It is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the gift shop. We certainly hope you'll stop by. And with that, we're ready to start into our program. Very pleased to have nurse practitioner Chris Foster joining us for today's program. He is one of the providers at the Mercy One Iowa Heart Center Clinic at Van Deest Medical Center. He comes on a regular basis, and we're so pleased to have him on our show today. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning. How are you doing?
I am great. Thanks. We appreciate you joining us on the program. You're not a new face to many of us at Van Deese Medical Center, but you could be a new face to some of our listeners. And so let's start by just getting to know you. If you would maybe just share a little bit about yourself.
All right. So my name is Chris Foster. I call myself the new guy for every patient that's seen me before. I tell them I'm the new guy to Van Deese with Iowa Heart. But I'm not totally new to Iowa Heart. I've been with Iowa Heart for many years prior to that. I've been coming routinely twice a week to Van Deese for about 6 months now. And prior to that, I worked for Iowa Heart at Mercy One Des Moines inpatient cardiology for over 12 years prior to that. So I come with a lot of cardiology experience, mainly from the inpatient side, managing all of the cardiac conditions that people can have. Before that, I was a nurse at Mercy Des Moines in the emergency room for over a year. I did trauma and all the intensive care things at Mercy One Des Moines. And then before that, I was a paramedic for over 10 years. So I have a lot of interesting experience.
You have a lot of great experience working in healthcare.
And I've met a lot of great people along the way.
Fantastic. And, you know, that's especially important for people to know your history and experience in healthcare, especially working in cardiology. So I have to ask, what led you to healthcare and then into cardiology?
One interesting thing about myself is my mom has a VHS tape of me at 6 years old saying I wanted to be a paramedic. And she corrected me and said, you want to be an ambulance driver. And to all of the paramedics out there in the world, ambulance driver is still a cliche term used today for people that ride on the ambulance. There's a lot of specialized training that goes into being a paramedic. And I knew from a young age I wanted to be that guy, you know, per se, the Johnny and Roy of the time, you know, back in the day. So I became a paramedic and fell in love with healthcare and just, you know, worked my way up from there. What led me to cardiology was many years ago, my grandma had health problems and they were attributing it to a gallbladder problem. And nobody thought to do an EKG, but her atypical symptoms were in fact a huge heart attack, and it wasn't her gallbladder, it was a heart attack. And this was when I was in middle school, so I knew I wanted to do something cardiology at that point, and it just stuck with me.
You have been very driven from a young age. So impressive. And I would love to see this. The VHS tape is great, and I'm sure it's priceless to see. And it's just fun to hear when kids at a young age know what they want to do and then live out their dreams.
And I've far exceeded my expectations of all the training that I've gone through. I just kind of stair-stepped through healthcare and, you know, had a lot of support from a lot of different people along the way.
And that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're thrilled that it led you to us here at Van Deese Medical Center. We're very thrilled to have you here. So for listeners who maybe are unaware, in October of last year, 2024, Mercy One Iowa Heart Center closed its office in Fort Dodge and moved their full-time cardiology clinic to our hospital at Van Deese Medical Center. So, Chris, as you mentioned, you're one of the providers that is seeing patients here at our hospital. Maybe talk a little bit about how that clinic is staffed.
So a provider is there typically every day in one form or another. I come to Van Deese Medical Center twice a week, in-person visits. Some of the cardiologists from the Ames office will come up here sporadically through the month, usually a couple times kind of to fill in the days that I'm not here. And then we have nurse practitioners that also do telehealth visits as well. So we kind of have a mix of coverage.
Mix of coverage and in-person and telehealth visits.
Yep, correct.
Perfect. Let's talk about some of the services that are provided here and what types of conditions are treated.
So services provided here at Van Deest Medical Center from the cardiology side are routine follow-ups, initial consultations for cardiology problems such as atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure. Those are the big ones that we see a lot of. Any kind of cardiac disorder we can see initially. If we need specialists, we refer specialists at different locations throughout central Iowa within our system, like electrophysiology with Rhythm Doctors. If you have a valve issue and need, further evaluation with the structural heart team, we have coordination with them and all of the testing that goes with that. And advanced heart failure, electrophysiology, we have resources for every service line within cardiology.
So, Chris, are there any specialized areas or maybe areas of interest within your training or experience that you wish to expand upon with our listeners today?
So with my training, I come from training where you get more acute care. I'm a AGACNP, or an adult gerontology acute care nurse practitioner. Most patients don't understand that there's different types of nurse practitioners, and how you're trained is what your title is. So my training comes primarily from intensive care management and like critical care management of whole body system. So not just cardiac, but also in that training, you learn every aspect, like internal medicine, critical care medicine, pulmonary, the lung doctors, nephrology, you kind of get a little exposure to everything. So everything affects every body system. So it's good to have training in all of those aspects, even though you specialize in one specific thing.
Right. And that background does help. You're looking at the entire kind of person, the entire body, and not just so focused on, say, the heart.
Yep, correct.
Great information. What is important for patients to know about you and how you practice?
I practice a little bit different than everybody else. I think I actually take a lot more time, probably, than I should with most patients. A lot of people say I spend a lot of time just talking about life in general and not just their heart problem, more focused on how they're doing overall and how we can help them achieve their goals primarily, through life, just so they can be successful as a person and not just a day-to-day patient.
Well, I have to think that means a lot to patients. Rather than just coming in, even if it is just, say, for a recheck, that it's a quick in and out, that you actually, you're visiting with them, and establishing more of a relationship, want to know what's going on in their lives, what's impacting their health care. That gives you a better picture of what's going on with them, too.
Yep. See the whole person.
Exactly. And I know that means a lot to patients. So we talked about some of the services that are done here. What would you say maybe sets our cardiology clinic apart from other cardiology clinics?
I would say what sets us apart is more or less the people, the personal touch, I would say, getting to know you as a person. A lot of places will treat people as a number, and you just kind of get absorbed into, you know, the day-to-day operations. I myself particularly can remember everything almost about everybody. Just by a little bit of information, I can recall many things about many patients and wonder how things are going or how their family's doing. Mm-hmm. I never thought I could be able to do that, you know, but as I've progressed in my career, I've understood how I do that over time. And I can recall information for pretty much every patient.
That is impressive. Mm-hmm. And you probably get better and better at it.
Yep, it gets refined over time. I call it a nuance. I call it a breadcrumb in your note. Once you become a patient, I'll write little breadcrumbs or little things about you in the note that you will think, or why did he write that in the note?
Mm-hmm.
But it's more to keep it personal and to keep it, you know, so I remember you as a person.
Right. It's not insignificant. Every little piece, is a little nugget.
Yep.
Yes, that helps you and ultimately helps the delivery of care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say, I agree with what Chris has shared. At Van Deese Medical Center, we applaud ourselves for being a family here and taking care of our area families. And since the transition of Mercy One Iowa Heart joining our hospital, it's just been a little addition to our family. And the staff have done a great job. And, you know, a transition like that is not without its hiccups and bumps. So there have been some of those along the way. But I have to say it's been a terrific partnership, and we're so pleased to have Iowa Heart here at Van Deese Medical Center and all the people that have come with the clinic.
Yeah. And I enjoy coming here, too. The two times a week I come here, always welcomed by staff. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, housekeeping, if it's maintenance, you know, administration. Just walking around the hospital, everybody's friendly, everybody has a smile on their face. Just everyone enjoys being here, so.
We do, and that's exactly what we want people to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yep.
So, Chris, obviously we know there are some cardiology services that we cannot provide here at our hospital for those obvious reasons. They would be done at a larger facility, a larger medical center. Maybe just speak briefly about what some of those services are in case patients are wondering, do they do that there at the hospital?
Mm-hmm. So things we do at Van Deese Medical Center for the Iowa Heart Center is echocardiogram, or just looking at the structure and function of the heart. We do nuclear stress testing at the facility, looking for areas concerning for heart blockage, like coronary artery disease. We have a device nurse here that does set us apart from the region, that we actually have a device nurse available for patients with pacemakers and defibrillators. She does a great job. She has many years of training and is a very good resource to this area. A lot of patients that have those devices end up getting sent far away to have inpatient devices, so it's an asset to have here, that we have the ability to do that in-office interrogations and evaluations for device patients. Other things patients ask me about when they come and visit is, if the worst thing happens and I do have a heart attack, where do I go? And the first thing I tell people is to go to the closest medical facility to get medical attention. Everybody's trained to do the same thing at every location. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what you do. If you come to the emergency room here at Van Deese, they'll do a wonderful job. And if you need higher level of care, you'd be transferred to a facility that has that capability, be it by ground, by ambulance, or by helicopter. Because one thing they don't do here is angiograms, or where they go in and look for blockages. That's at bigger facilities. Patients that need that on a routine basis here, we refer them to Mary Greeley in Ames. That's the closest facility for convenience. Otherwise, people get referred to Mercy Des Moines for procedures. If people have other concerns, they could just go to their closest emergency room anywhere and be treated and then evaluated. And when they're, you know, stabilized, then they can be transferred to a higher level of care.
That's right. And that is so important to share, yes, that you would want to go to the closest facility, the closest emergency room, if you were experiencing any symptoms.
Anything concerning at all.
Yes. And again, I do want to thank you for sharing the device checks that we do here. That is a huge asset. I know patients that are sometimes traveling over an hour plus to get a pacemaker checked. That is something we can do here. And like you said, our nurse is very experienced. And so this really does set us apart from other cardiology clinics.
Correct.
I appreciate you sharing that. So let's talk about somebody new, a new patient that maybe hasn't come to Iowa Heart Center here at Van Deese Medical Center. What could they expect for that new, that first initial appointment?
Depending on what they need evaluated for would kind of direct us. You know, initial visits are 20 to 30 minutes in length, usually EKG start with, just to make sure nothing's changed there. From there, we would gather a pretty thorough history to see what is going on and kind of dig a little bit in to see, you know, what we need to evaluate from there. And then testing would likely, you know, be the result of that, whether it be an echocardiogram looking at the structure and function of the heart, a stress test looking for blockages. We refer people to have what's called a coronary CTA or a CAT scan, where we put people in the donut scanner and look at the arteries of the heart. And some of the newer technology that we're recommending, you can actually 3D model the heart and the arteries, and you can see blockages and not have to go in and look anymore. So we can identify it before it becomes an issue. Otherwise, referral to other specialists if that is necessary. Just kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
Each person's individualized. Each one's unique.
So true. And we still have patients coming to our cardiology clinic that are new to our facility, haven't been here before, sometimes even traveling up to an hour or further away for services. So again, we're so pleased to have the cardiology clinic here. It's a wonderful convenience for patients. I do want to mention, if somebody has been seen at Iowa Heart Center in another location, but would need a follow-up appointment, or maybe it's their annual visit, their checkup, they can have those appointments done here at our hospital, correct?
Yep. We make it very easy. You just contact our front office and schedule. Routine follow-ups happen every day I'm here. So I see people, whether it's a newer consult or whether it's, you know, someone that's been established for many, many years with Iowa Heart. I've seen all types of patients here at Van Deese.
That's right. And I want to make sure that we get that phone number out for people. I've heard people mention it to me before. Oh, gosh, I need to schedule my appointment with Iowa Heart. Do that. Do it today. The phone number to call is 515-209-8440. Chris, any additional information you'd like to share with our listeners today?
On a provider-patient note,
yes,
I just want everybody to understand that we recommend testing. We recommend medicines for a specific reason. And we all understand, we're all human, that we don't like taking medications, we don't like following through with tests, but all of these things are very important to your overall health and management of your conditions.
Very good. Very well stated. So when you're not seeing patients here in Webster City or in Ames, what is it you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, the greatest love is travel. I love traveling. About a year and a half ago, I went to Rome.
Fantastic.
And I spent 9 days in Italy. And my family, my children, my wife and I, we have traveled all over the place. We've been on many cruises. Mm. We've been all over the Caribbean. And one of our favorite places that we love to travel to these days is Zion National Park in Utah. It's beautiful. And just hiking and being out in nature, it's great. Away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, just back to nature.
Fabulous. I love that you share that. It's a place I hope to visit at some point. And I was going to ask if you mm-hmm. had a favorite, so I'm so glad that you shared.
And also recently, my daughter had a dance competition in Las Vegas, and we flew out there after that, and we went to Zion. But one other thing we did was we kayaked down the Colorado River through Horseshoe Bend in Arizona. It was beautiful. So.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds wonderful. Chris, thank you so much for being on the program today. We appreciate having your services here at Mercy One Iowa Heart Center at Van Deese Medical Center. Again, to our listeners out there, Chris Foster is a nurse practitioner. He sees patients in the cardiology clinic twice a week here at Van Deese Medical Center. If you have questions or maybe you need to schedule your appointment, the number to call once again is 515-209-8440. Chris, thanks again for being on the show, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you so much. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.